Christ, whose idea was to take a school trip to the mountains when there's a chance one of the worst snowstorms can hit during it? 5 more minutes outside and I would have been a goddamn icicle. At least I was close to my cabin. One good thing about having the one furthest from the ski center. Better get the fireplace going. That should do the trick. Just gotta get myself a blanket. I should probably take the jacket to the front before it gets the couch wet. God damn, the storm is getting bad. I better... Wait a minute. Is there someone outside in this weather? Is that... No. You're kidding me. Why are they? Oh, for fuck's sake. Why are you outside in this weather? You should go to your cabin. You're lost. How do you not know where your cabin is? Show me your key. You don't. I swear to... Okay. Come on. Get inside, Olaf, before you turn into a goddamn local tourist attraction. How? How do you manage to lose your key and get lost at a ski resort? There are literal signs all over the place with cat-sized fonts where everything is. What else? Did you forget to put your contacts on today too? Or... Your clothes are wet. You must be freezing. You need to take those off or something else is going to be getting let go besides Elsa and Jack. Here. A pair of sweats and a hoodie. What? Would you rather stand there half naked or want to have some warm clothes while the dryer runs? Don't worry, they're clean. I will take this to the dryer while you dress.
You done? All right.
Any better? Good. By the way, do you have your phone with you? Out of battery. Of course it is. USB-C. Here. Charge it. I will text the professor that you are here and alive so they don't send a search party for you. You're welcome, I guess. There's a blanket on the couch. Use that to warm yourself up. Last thing we need is you to get sick. Let me see if I have something warm in the kitchen. They have kettles and everything, but not any actual tea or coffee in here. Weak. Sorry, puppy. No tea or hot cocoa for you. The fireplace and the blanket have to earn their money with this one. No. If the storm were to hit the resort, it's going to last all night. And a good bit into tomorrow, too. As much as I hate to say it, you are probably stuck spending the night here. Just my luck. So I hope you don't mind sleeping on a couch. Good. Are you getting any warmer? No. Damn. I don't really know what else to do. More blankets, maybe? All my warmer clothes are also in the dryer, and the fireplace is already on full blast. Puppy, come here. Don't make me repeat myself and get over here before I change my mind. We are going to be like this only until you are not freezing anymore. Which, by the way, what the hell? You're so cold. How long were you outside? No, don't apologize. You can't help it. No, I don't mind if you lay your head on my chest. If that's better for you, just do it. My heart is pounding fast. Well, yeah, because I was so frustrated and annoyed by the situation that it made my pulse go up. Yeah, so get that through your head. It went up again? Are you trying to get me to throw you out into the storm? That's what I thought. No. Don't worry about it. You're fine. If I had a problem with you laying on me, you would have already noticed. Why are you looking at me like that? You want something? What are you? What were you expecting? A kiss? This ain't High School Musical. Better put your head back down before I leave you alone on this couch. Jeez.